Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John 10, 1 to 10. The Gospel according to John chapter 10, the verses 1 to 10. I tell you the truth. Anyone who sneaks over the wall of a sheepfold rather than going through the gate must surely be a thief and a robber. But the one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep recognize his voice and come to him. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. After he has gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them, and they follow him because they know his voice. They won't follow a stranger. They will run from him because they don't know his voice. Those who heard Jesus use this illustration did not understand what he meant, so he explained it to them. I tell you the truth. I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me were thieves and robbers, but the true sheep did not listen to them. Yes, I am the gate. Those who come in through me will be saved. They will come and go freely and will find good pastures. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. My theme for reflection is the gate of life. The gate of life. There is something quietly amusing about how seriously we take access in modern life. Passwords, passcodes, and biometric scans. We panic if we are locked out of our phones, our emails, or even our homes. It seems we spend much of our lives trying to get into the right spaces and keep out what might harm us. Surprisingly, Jesus speaks into this everyday reality when he says, I am the gate. In John 10, 1 to 10, Jesus is not offering a sentimental, rural image, but responding to a real situation, the healing of the man born blind in John 10. That man was not only physically blind, but socially excluded, pushed to the margins, and even cast out by religious authorities after his healing. Into that context, Jesus introduces the imagery of the sheepfold, contrasting himself with thieves and bandits, those who exploit, exclude, and harm. The gate in ancient Palestine was often the shepherd himself, lying across the entrance to protect the sheep. To say I am the gate is to say I am both the way in and the one who guards your life. This passage speaks powerfully into a world of competing voices and uncertain belonging. We are constantly navigating influences, social media, cultural expectations, political ideologies, each promising security or identity. Yet not all voices lead to life. As Karl Barth once wrote, the word of God is not a thing among other things, but the event in which God meets us. Jesus as the gate is not merely an option. He is the living encounter through which life becomes whole. But this gate is not about exclusion in a narrow sense. It is about salvation as restoration. For the blind man, salvation meant moving from isolation to belonging, from darkness to sight, and from begging to dignity. This resonates with Jesus' own words in John 10:10. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Abundant life is not abstract, it is concrete, relational, and transformative. So what does this mean for us today? It means we must become discerning listeners in a noisy world, learning not to follow what is merely loud, popular, or emotionally persuasive, but what genuinely leads to life. in an age where countless kids promise access to success, influence, validation, and quick breakthroughs, it is almost ludicrous how easily we mistake access to abundance and visibility to vitality. Not every open door leads to a meaningful destination. Some simply usher us deeper into the vicissitudes of life, its instability, anxieties, and shifting illusions. It also means we come to recognize that true security is not something we construct through control, but something we receive through Christ's presence. He is not one gate among many, he is the gate, the one through whom life is not only entered, but sustained. In him, we are not trapped or confined, but released into a freedom that is both safe and spacious, going in and out and finding pasture. And so we live with quiet confidence in a restless world. While many gates offer movement without meaning, Jesus offers direction with depth. While others promise access without assurance, he grants belonging with purpose. And as we learn to walk through him again and again, we discover that beyond the noise, beyond the illusions, beyond the uncertainty, there is a life that is not fragile or fleeting, but abundant, grounded, and full of hope. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what voices am I currently allowing to shape my decisions, and do they lead to life or diminish it? Number two, in what ways have I experienced Jesus not just as a belief, but as a place of safety and belonging? And now let us take an exercise for today. Take 10 quiet minutes and intentionally listen. Step away from noise, phones, conversations, distractions, and ask, Lord, what voice have I been following? Then write down one small step you can take to align more closely with Christ's voice. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the gate through which we find life. In a world of competing voices, teach us to recognize yours. Where we feel excluded, bring us into your care. Where we feel unsafe, be our protection. And where we feel empty, fill us with your abundant life. Help us to trust you, to follow you, and to lead others toward you. Amen. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.